Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. City of Boston's planning to officially roll out a police body camera program. That decision comes as researchers at Northeastern University today released their final report examining the Boston Police Department's year-long body camera pilot program. One of the lead researchers is Jack McDevitt. He directs Northeastern's Institute on Race and Justice, and he says the study showed body cameras changed police interactions with citizens.
What we found was that those officers who had cameras on them had fewer uses of force and fewer complaints against them than a matched set of officers that didn't have cameras.
How many fewer?
It was about one a month for the sample of 100 officers, but that's partly because in Boston, we're fortunate. The Boston Police Department does not use force very often, and they've used less and less every year. But it did go down.
Is that considered statistically significant, one less use of force a month? I mean, does that show for sure a change in behavior by police?
Well, it does show statistically that we can say that the change is real. The pilot was first going to go for 6 months, and we extended it for a full year so we'd have enough instances where officers could have used force so that we could have a statistically significant finding.
Do you know if, to the extent that the person on the other end who is involved in some kind of interaction with police is aware of the camera, that it's because they're acting differently or police are acting differently?
Well, we couldn't address that completely, but some police officers did tell us in interviews that they felt people were acting more civilly towards them as well as the officers acting more civilly towards the community when they were in the interactions. But that wasn't something that we studied as part of the study.
You direct Northeastern's Institute on Race and Justice. Based on the research, do police body cameras lead to improved justice, especially for people of color?
Yes, I think that what this pilot program leads us to believe is it makes interactions between police and the community more civil. And we also looked at those cameras that were used in court. And this was something new that hadn't been looked at very much across the country. And we interviewed both prosecutors as well as defense attorneys. And they both felt that in those cases where they had video, they got a more just resolution to the case. As opposed to arguing about who's to be believed in court, having a video can sometimes make that argument moot, and you just watch the video and see what happened.
So the mayor of Boston now wants to expand the program based on your findings. I wonder what cautionary notes you found in the study that you feel should guide him as the police body camera plan is expanded.
Well, I think that the one caution is that we really have to pay attention to privacy as we roll this out. There are people who will be on the cameras who have no involvement in the particular interaction. They could be family members. They could be somebody walking by a street encounter. So we have to be real careful to have a policy that protects the privacy of individuals. I think also we need to think a little bit more than we have about how those videos will be used in court. You know, you don't have every angle in a camera. You're going to see, you know, what the officer is facing, and you may not see something that goes off to the side. You're going to hear the interaction between the officer and the person they're talking to, but not the interaction across the street. So they're videos, but as we all know, that's only one slice of what happened.
So how do you get around that? I mean, not everybody's going to be wearing a camera.
I think what the mayor envisions over time is that all patrol officers or officers who are out interacting with the public would be having cameras. But I do think that cameras give you more than you would have had without them. Even if you don't have them for every piece of an encounter, I think having them is better on balance than not. The other thing that's really important is we've all seen videos of different encounters across different cities across the country and see how officers either behave well or badly. But what the body camera gives you that those don't is the audio. And that gives you a lot more context around what was happening during the stop, because you get to hear the tone of voice of the officer, the tone of voice of the person that's interacting with the officer, and the exact statements that are being made. So I think that it helps to give you a better context for understanding how this interaction went down.
Jack McDevitt, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Jack McDevitt is Associate Dean for Research at Northeastern University's College of Social Sciences and Humanities. He was one of the leaders of a study that looked at the effectiveness of the Boston Police Body Camera Program.